You say that you've been to an awful lot of the matches. Thinking specifically about the 70s, how did going to the match compare with watching on television?
Oh, there's no comparison, you know. The absolute excitement, you know, you'd be thinking about it all week to the build-up to the game. And like I say, the first game I saw was in 1966. And that excitement has stayed with me till today. And certainly during the 70s, when we had some great sides, you know, when we won Triple Crowns and Grand Slams, it was more the case that Wales won more games than what they lost. And of course, in them days, we used to catch the Cardiff service bus because the trains had stopped running in this area. And, you know, it wasn't unusual to see the bus being full going from Ferndale on the 20-mile journey down to Cardiff. But the excitement was great. And obviously, growing up from the age of sort of, I was about 15, 16 when the 70s started, trying to sneak in the pubs, trying to catch a little pint here and there. But not so much for the beer, it was for the singing, because in them days, it's totally different to what it is now. And traditionally, it was mostly men. You didn't see many women go to the rugby in them days. And a lot of the, you know, some of the collieries were still working, a lot of the factories. So, you know, and a lot of the older men, you know, it was a pleasure to sit amongst them and to hear them singing, you know, and a lot of them were ex-choristers. You know, a lot of them could do a turn on their own. And to be able to go into a pub and listen to these people, you know, is fascinating, and I still find it wonderful today, even though it's a lot less.